Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 26th of December 2016, and this is the 501st Moll Out Loud podcast. It's Boxing Day, and it's late afternoon, and the birds are chirping. And it's been a strange day. It was very, very overcast this morning, very heavy and kind of humid as well. And then it rained. And it's really been a very much more pleasant afternoon. And I meant to go for a walk. I really want to go for a walk quite badly. But a couple of things just changed during the day. I was expecting a call that didn't eventuate. And I got a message from some friends with some children saying, could they drop in? And I had some Christmas presents for them, so I've been waiting all afternoon for them to come in for a cup of tea and some cake, and they didn't come, and it was just one of those mixed text messages that we misunderstood each other, and so I've sort of had this day of hanging about, but not actually being with people. And I remembered that this week between Christmas and New Year can be a bit lonely, partly because the cafes close, so I don't have my daily cup of tea and quiz, which is a kind of a daily event normally. And usually once I've done that and sort of established that I exist around other people, I'm fine if I don't see anybody else again. But somehow not seeing them and then and not having any ringing tonight, it's the first time for ages that we've cancelled Boxing Day practice. Well, cancelled Monday practice. Usually we do it whatever the circumstances, but we just didn't have enough people today. So it sort of meant that I didn't really see anybody, and I was also waiting for people. And I've been listening to things on the radio, but not really getting down and involved in anything. And when I eventually did, which was probably about an hour and a half ago, I got absorbed and I started editing this manuscript that I'm doing for one of my writers' group, and I've decided that I would get it finished either today or tomorrow. I still had quite a lot of it to read. And so I became completely absorbed in that, I felt fine once I'd done that, but it was the sort of waiting for things that didn't happen. And I think the other thing that happened to me was that I was congratulating myself on yesterday, because it was really the least fraught Christmas I can ever remember having. When I say least fraught, I mean kind of emotionally fraught, either by not doing anything or doing too much or expecting things that didn't happen. And I think my laurels were placed on my head too soon, and I recognised today how quickly that could change. And anyway, but getting absorbed in something else is really the best possible medicine for that kind of feeling out of sortedness. I do hope that you've had a good Boxing Day, or that you're about to have a good Boxing Day, that you do find you can connect with other people, if unless you really, really want to be on your own. I guess if you had a very, very intense Christmas day, then a day alone would be bliss, or could be bliss. But whatever your circumstances, I do hope that your Boxing Day has been a good day. When I'm thinking ahead of time, I think of Boxing Day as being a wonderful day, actually, because it's the kind of this big thing of Christmas is out of the way, and a calm can descend again. Maybe it's important not to just blob after Christmas, but actually have some things thought through that would be nice to do, whether it's doing a jigsaw puzzle or getting involved in some project or just making contact with someone somewhere. I hope this doesn't sound too gloomy. I don't feel gloomy now that I've been kind of absorbed in this teen fantasy novel that I'm reading. I think one can become absorbed in almost anything if the intention is there. And tomorrow is a more contacted day. I know that I'm talking to my Hexenschuss writing group in the evening, which will be really lovely. And I'm also going to see the people who didn't come to tea for a very early morning cup of tea. So I've got a bracketed day, and I'm really looking forward to that, and to finishing this book too, this manuscript. So that is today, that's Boxing Day, and then we've got another 6 days of Altjahrswoche, and I think it's time to reflect a little bit. And so that's what I'm going to do in amongst my other things. And I've got a new diary from my sister, so I'm also going to start transferring information and all these weird dates that I've made in the margins of my old diary. And I always find that a really good way of preparing for the new year. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.